Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is an amendment that was agreed to with the Senator from Franklin that would allow the first two parts to remain in the amendment, and the third section, which was bracketing out the existing statute, it deletes that section, so the underlying bill would then be reinstated on that particular provision, while the rest of the amendment would remain intact. And I move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 7th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, Senator.
How are you,
this
sir?
Is the way it's done, right?
I think that we've made some progress here.
When did you and I begin talking about this subject? Do you remember?
We began talking about this sometime in the summer, I believe.
Yeah. I remember it distinctly. I was driving home, a long journey home from working with a client in Joplin, Missouri, driving along the highway on a lonely stretch of Interstate 44, and my phone rings. I look at the caller ID, and I see that it's you. You know what my first reaction was, Senator?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Oh, crap. But then you and I began to discuss this very subject, didn't we?
We did.
And
we
so
did.
It's a perfect example of two senators who oftentimes don't agree being able to figure out a way to work like gentlemen and come to some sort of resolution so that the most important aspects of what you want and the most important aspects of what I want could somehow mesh together. And I'm proud to say that literally after months of working together on this very subject, we've had quite a few different iterations of how this might work out, and we finally came to a resolution. And what time was it? It was today at, what, 4:30?
It was, yep, yeah, that's about right.
What did we do at that time? We shook hands.
We did.
And made the deal, right?
We did.
And I'm going to tell you, Senator, I hope I don't live to regret this, but we made this deal on a handshake, and you know what I'm going to tell you? I haven't even looked at this amendment to the amendment
right.
to bring us to agreement, because I don't believe I need to.
You do not. I guarantee that what we agreed upon is being fulfilled by this amendment. I would say our cooperation, even though we are ideologically sometimes divergent, we should be the example for Washington, D.C. on how you can get things accomplished.
All right. Thank you, Senator. And I will just mention to my colleagues that I fully support your amendment to the amendment. And I want to thank you for, and I can't say it enough. This process of you and I working together on this very amendment started over the summer, and we've been working on it all this time, and we came to an agreeable resolution. I thank you for the way you've approached this. Thank
Why
you, Mr. President.
Why the Senate's the Senate.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Why the Senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I just want to make sure that everyone understands what you're doing here.
Okay.
And we kind of talked about this yesterday, but we didn't know for sure at that time, and you've done some homework and you've found out.
Yes.
Since that time.
I found out that the defensive spray is not considered a weapon, and that the current existing statute would provide for someone to carry that into a classroom,
right?
Or into
so
a school
right
building.
Now, today,
right
in classrooms in Kansas City or wherever in Missouri, a teacher can have in her pocket some mace,
correct,
or a protective device, and
correct.
She and in fact, every teacher in the school could have that.
And what my amendment will do is provide a path for training.
But now hold.
Hold
right now as it is.
Yes.
Every teacher in this classroom, in the school, could be carrying mace.
They would not be committing a crime by having
And they would mace. Not be committing a crime by doing so.
Correct.
And after the passage of your amendment.
We provide a path for
now
training.
Now let me finish. Okay. After the passage of your amendment, only teachers who go through post-training will be able to carry that mace. Isn't that correct?
No, because that's what the agreement with the Senator from Franklin was. The amendment to the amendment that's now pending before us strikes the section out that would only allow post-training certified folks to have it. Now, if we adopt my amendment, it provides the path for training, and it provides the opportunity to be trained.
So what kind of training would a person have in order to carry mace?
Post-certified training. The same training that you would take to become a school protection officer.
So he's telling me that the amendment to the amendment fixes it, and how does it fix it?
It fixes it by striking out the bracketed section of the amendment that would take existing statute and delete existing statute which allows anybody to carry that. So if the brackets remained, okay, then you would only be able to be a school protection officer to have either the spray device or a firearm. Because I've deleted that section out, then it's under exactly how current law is, with the exception of when we adopt my underlying amendment, then we will provide a path forward for training for the teachers to actually go through post-certified training to understand how to use it and when it's appropriate to use it.
Okay, so I just want to understand. Let's just talk about your underlying amendment for a minute, then.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm really getting at.
Right.
If your amendment to the amendment and the underlying amendment were to pass,
yes,
then the only way that I could carry mace in my pocket would be if I did post-training.
No.
Then I could still just carry mace in my pocket.
You could still just carry mace in your pocket, but we would now provide a path for training on how to use that.
Would I have to go through that training?
No.
Oh, okay. So when you say you would provide a path for training, you don't mean that you would require a path for training.
Not required.
So no matter what, whether this bill passes or doesn't pass with this amendment, I would still be able to go into the school with mace in my pocket.
But
would know the why.
But you will not be designated a school protection officer.
But I would not be a school protection officer.
Correct.
But I could still do it.
You would not be committing a crime by having...
I would not be committing a crime by doing so.
Correct.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I'm glad you approve.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Close on the amendment to the amendment.
Senator from the 7th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Bill Number 613. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are now back on the underlying amended as amended. And what this remains is the school board will allow or be eligible to decide whether they want to have a firearm or they want to have a non-lethal defense device. And that could be a spray, or there are other non-lethal defense devices that are available. And it would be a choice of the school board to decide whether they wanted to have one, the other, or both. And the other part of the amendment would require a notice of public hearing that this vote was going to be taken and give the parents an opportunity to weigh in, to explain to their elected board members how they feel about it. And that could go either way. They could come and decide that in their district they want their teachers to be armed, in which case the parents would express to their elected board members, yes, we want this to happen, and that there'll be consequences if you don't. But on the other side, in my district, I believe my parents would say we don't want our teachers to carry guns, and the school board would understand there could be consequences if they voted in. So this just gives a public forum for the parents to weigh in and express their opinion on the subject. I think the outcome of the decision the board makes is a critical one, and it should be done in a transparent process. And I believe that this amendment strikes a balance by allowing lethal and non-lethal options and the parents to weigh in on that option when the school board makes that choice. And with that, I close.
The senator from the 7th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2, as amended, to Senate Bill Number 613. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the amendment.